In 2012, a furious father stormed into Target demanding to know why they were sending his teenage daughter baby-related coupons. Days later, he called back with a sheepish apology. His daughter was indeed pregnant. Target's algorithms had detected subtle changes in her purchasing patterns that signaled pregnancy, sometimes before women had told anyone else. This uncanny power of prediction exemplifies how organizations now peer through the previously impenetrable barrier between today and tomorrow. Predictive analytics transforms our digital footprints into forecasts of remarkable accuracy. What we'll buy, whether we'll quit our jobs, commit crimes, or even die. These predictions aren't perfect, but they don't need to be. Even slightly better than random predictions create enormous value when applied to millions of decisions. What makes this revolution possible? Everything connects to everything else, if only indirectly, and these connections leave traces in our data that algorithms can detect. Your purchases relate to your history, your health connects to your neighborhood, and your job satisfaction links to your salary. In the digital age, data is always predictive. Imagine you're a marketer contacting 250,000 of a million potential customers. Random selection might yield a 1% response rate, 2,500 sales. By identifying customers three times more likely to respond, you generate 7,500 sales with the same budget. This prediction effect shows how modest improvements in prediction accuracy create tremendous value at scale. Credit card companies improving fraud detection by just 2% save millions annually, while healthcare providers predicting readmissions 15% better reduce costs while improving care. Unlike weather forecasting for single events, predictive analytics makes millions of individual-level predictions. Insurance companies identify high-risk policies, retailers forecast store-specific inventory needs, and universities predict which students need support. Organizations that don't learn from their data are like people with photographic memories who never think. What makes this transformative is that predictions directly drive decisions. Doctors reviewing likely readmissions, agents contacting customers predicted to cancel, marketers targeting specific prospects. This operational integration creates significant competitive advantages. Amazon's recommendation engine drives 35% of their sales, while Netflix saves $1 billion annually through predictive customer retention. When America's largest bank needed to manage mortgage risks, both defaults and early prepayments that would cost them interest income, they turned to predictive analytics. Their solution began with a simple discovery. Mortgages with interest rates above 7.94% had a 19.2% prepayment risk versus only 3.8% for those below. This initial split created two groups with different risk profiles. The system continued finding factors to break each group down further, creating a decision tree that predicted outcomes through a series of yes-no questions. The completed tree with 39 segments achieved a lift of 3 at the 20% mark. By contacting only the highest risk 20% of customers, the bank could reach 60% of potential defectors, tripling their retention effectiveness. However, complex models carry dangers. Berkeley professor David Lineweber demonstrated this by showing Bangladesh's butter production could predict the S&P 500 with 75% accuracy, an intentionally absurd correlation highlighting how easily meaningless patterns emerge. The solution is holding aside test data to measure true predictive power rather than coincidental patterns. The $1 million Netflix prize competition demonstrated how combining predictive models creates superior results. The winning approach used ensemble modeling, merging sophisticated models that compensate for each other's weaknesses. Like human collective intelligence, ensemble models eliminate individual errors by averaging predictions so errors cancel out. While a single decision tree creates only horizontal and vertical boundaries, combining 100 trees produces a much smoother model. Leo Bryman pioneered this approach as bagging, bootstrap aggregating, which creates multiple diverse models trained on different data subsets, then combines their predictions through voting or averaging. Research shows ensembles typically improve performance by 5 to 30%, with more models generally yielding better results, creating the ensemble effect, where combined models overcome individual limitations. IBM's Watson exemplified this principle on Jeopardy, defeating champions by integrating hundreds of evidence sources through specialized models for different question types and applying iterative phases of predictive models, essentially creating an ensemble of ensembles of ensembles. Predictive power carries ethical responsibility. HP's flight risk system revealed higher salaries reduced attrition, while small raise promotions sometimes increased it, helping cut turnover from 20% to 15%, but raising questions about employee privacy and autonomy. Law enforcement uses predictive analytics to forecast crime locations, with Santa Cruz's system correctly predicting 25% of burglaries. However, these approaches risk amplifying existing prejudices when discriminatory practices inflate minority arrest data. When someone is imprisoned based on predicted reoffending, we face an impossible verification problem. Unlike a wrongly flagged transaction, an incarcerated person cannot disprove assumptions about their future behavior. What organizations do with predictions ultimately matters more than the predictions themselves. By 2020, predictive analytics has become deeply woven into daily life. Your morning commute now features biometric security, personalized entertainment, real-time traffic forecasts, contextual recommendations, intelligent filtering, targeted offers, and collision avoidance systems, most either existing or in development. Predictive analytics guides millions of decisions across healthcare, retail, and finance. Five transformative effects drive this revolution. The prediction effect: small accuracy improvements generate substantial value. The data effect: unrelated data yield surprising insights. The induction effect: human creativity powers machine learning. The ensemble effect: combined models create robust predictions, and the persuasion effect. Uplift modeling predicts responsiveness to interventions. While innovation's exact path remains uncertain, we can expect more prediction as opportunities expand. As organizations grow sophisticated with data, the boundary between predicting the future and shaping it blurs, raising important ethical questions about privacy, consent, and responsible use of predictive power. By 2030, predictive analytics will be woven into daily life. Your morning commute will feature biometric security, mood adaptive entertainment, real-time traffic prediction, contextual food recommendations, intelligent social filtering, and predictive vehicle maintenance. Most of these capabilities already exist or are developing. The bottleneck isn't the predictive technology, but cross-system integration. As 5G networks, AI, edge computing, and quantum processing advance, the line between predicting the future and shaping it blurs. Recent developments include forecasting disease outbreaks from social media, anticipating equipment failures from sensor data, and predicting consumer behavior from location patterns. The question isn't whether predictive analytics will transform our world, but how we'll navigate the ethical questions of privacy, consent, and responsible use. In a world where algorithms increasingly see our future before we do, our challenge is ensuring these tools enhance human potential rather than diminish it.